Welcome to Cork City. Welcome to the docks in Cork City, where I'm standing in front of a new ship that I've just bought. Well, when I say that I've just bought, Irish taxpayers have just purchased, commissioned, and taken delivery of a new ship, and it's called the Samuel Beckett. I'm standing right in front of it. I've just briefly spoken to the captain, who's, am I right? The captain's name is Minahan? Captain Minahan is just heading in the direction of City Hall. He's not here to talk to me, but and he said he wasn't giving interviews at the moment. But he's just walked down off the ship, heading in the direction of Cork City Hall, because the boat is going to be twinned with the city. Now, this is all a completely new idea to me, but apparently all new boats that the Irish Navy have are twinned with cities, and this particular one is twinned with Cork City. So I am not really able to tell you much more than, let's do it properly, it's actually called, the boat is called L.E, I don't know what that stands for, Samuel Beckett. And there is a, there are two masks, two clown masks, as part of its motif, or part of the and Cork City towers. So that's the twinning between the Samuel Beckett, which is all to do with the stage, I'm guessing, and the city of Cork, which has got two towers and a wall, a portcullis between them, and that's part of the logo of Cork City. So what an interesting accident that I should stumble across this. I wish I could tell you anything more, except that it's looking very brand new, and there's somebody who looks awfully like a first officer standing there. He's got three stripes on his arm with the two arcs above it. Those of you who know your naval insignia will recognize it. He's got a very close haircut and he looks very much like an army person or a military person. The ship is flying the Irish flag, and you know, little things here I can tell you is that it's serviced by the Servitech group. That is expertise you can trust, and that's something to do with the I guess their tanks that are hanging on the side of the ship, probably hold you up if it goes overboard, I don't know. But the ship is very pristine, there's hardly any rust at all here. It looks brand new, and there's probably been some sort of a civic reception on the docks. Anyway, Samuel Beckett, in case you haven't ever heard of him, he's a Irish man who went to live in Paris and did most of his writing in Paris, and he wrote Waiting for Godot, for example, and he wrote a number of other things as well, which I won't bore you with the details of at the moment. And neither will I test my own memory to be able to mention, you know, all that Beckett wrote. Beckett is a magnificent figure of a man, and the boat is a magnificent. Beckett's dead now, by the way. He lived in Paris for a huge lot of time, but you know, the boat is magnificent looking. It's grey. It's grey. I wish I knew what the L.E. You know, if it was in the UK, it would be HMS. It's got P-61 written on the side of it, and it's got a gun. Yeah, it has a big gun. What on earth, Ireland? Well, I suppose Ireland wants to have guns on its ships to sort of fire a salvo across the front of drug barons. But I can't think for the life of me what my gun is going to be used for. It's a pretty impressive piece of kit. You know, as a child, I used to make boats from Airfix kits, but I'm not sure quite what photograph I shall attach to go with this. But I think now the first captain is walking in the direction, and I daren't kind of interview him or anything, because clearly they're not taking interviews. But anyway, there we are, historic. Today is Saturday in June, I think it's the 7th of June 2014, and the new boat has been delivered. Thank you for listening.